Go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to another unlive episode of RP Grinders. I'm used to saying live episode, sorry. With your messing up the announcement again, host Breakman. With me is Eric. Frank, I believe one of our listeners told me on Twitter where Frank was. Let me see here. He says Frank, according to Frank or Freak 5 Chaos, he needs to bathe in the blood of the innocent. Oh, Jesus. This is a bad start to a show.
That's an old one.
He needs to – well, he sent this last week, but we didn't get to it. Needs to bathe in the blood innocent – blood of the innocent. Isn't he traveling to where the innocent won't be missed? Yeah, I think I saw him outside of Ferguson.
This show is already bad and worse than a canned turkey.
I don't know. It's a bad start to the show. Maybe we should just
apparently Spamix canned turkey.
So
there's this thing that says Yoder's turkey chunks.
So anyways, just me and Eric tonight. Stealth and Moria Mug have extenuating circumstances. They actually aren't ditching us. I know, it's hard to believe. I would ditch us if I could. But they should be back next week.
Does that mean you kick yourself out of your own house?
Yes.
Hmm.
Let's do the news so we can get let's get on. We went way too long last week. We're going to do it shorter this week. We promise.
Okay. From Silicon Era, we have Etrian Odyssey and Mystery Dungeon collaboration announced for 3DS. Atlas held a special Etrian Odyssey. Well, it's more like Sakaiju no Mikyu, but it's called Etrian Odyssey in the U.S. But, live stream this morning on Nico Nico, where Spike Chunsoft's Goichi Nakamura joined them to announce Etrian Odyssey and Mystery Dungeon, a new collaboration title for the 3DS. It's basically, a roguelike, but you're using the Etrian Odyssey characters.
So the name of the game is Etrian Odyssey and the Mystery Mystery Dungeon?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sure, whatever. I don't care.
I don't mind the Mystery Dungeon games. I just think that none of the gameplay from Etrian Odyssey is actually going to be represented because they're just going to be using characters and classes from that game.
So it's just a cash-in on the Etrian Odyssey.
If there are FOEs, then they're probably more like bosses. And the game's probably not difficult. It's just so totally random that you might end up getting a raw deal one time you step in a dungeon. I'm hoping that it's one of the easier ones and you get to keep your levels and some items.
I doubt
the ones that you're equipped with.
When I say roguelike, I immediately think they're trying to punish you. You lose all your items, all your money, you go back to level one, fuck you. Have a nice
I'm sure game. You get to keep your levels if you play in the lower difficulty.
You get to keep the cloth tunic you were wearing at the beginning of the game, and your bare fists to fight the enemies. The West.
It's kind of why Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games are fun, because since you're Pokemon, you don't have to worry about losing equipment, just the items you're carrying, and the idea is to get through the dungeon as quickly as possible. So you're probably going to end up wanting to use them if you want to save yourself. So even if you lose them, you can always go back into the dungeons again and get more. You might get a better haul.
I do like that. I'm all about going back in to get better shit. Played a lot of Diablo.
And it still kind of plays like Pokemon, because you can only still use four moves. And they, for the most part, act the same. And with that, we go into another Etrian Odyssey article.
Coming to us not live, because, this is recorded, from Silicon Era, Etrian Odyssey 5 announced, here's a teaser trailer. Why did I just read that? I'm just going to call it Etrian Odyssey V to make people mad. After opening two teaser websites with the hints of X and D, we found out that the D website was for the Mystery Dungeon, which we just talked about, and X was announced as Etrian Odyssey 5. Etrian Odyssey VX. Yeah, that's pretty funny. The title was announced at the end of Atlas Etrian Odyssey. Yeah, it was funny in my head. Never mind. With the above trailer, which I keep saying that. You guys can't see this damn trailer.
I'm thinking of the emoticon that uses the X and D.
While details are pretty vague, the trailer mentions a new world with the phrase "potential for disaster" in English, and concludes by saying the venture will go to a new world. It's a whole new world. But, never mind. Sorry.
Oh, so we're going to be on another planet. Finally, we're going to leave whatever planet that Etria takes on, which is supposedly a post-apocalyptic Earth that has had 1,000 years to heal, and humanity's back at Middle Ages still.
Slow-ass humanity. Yeah, I don't think we have much else to say about that. You want to read the next one?
And from here, it's another Silicon Era, but it's a new strategy RPG, strategy and dungeon RPG. There's two of them. From the makers of Natural Doctrine. Natural Doctrine makers Kadokawa Games recently presented their latest projects during Kadokawa Games X from Cross From, I don't know, From Software Media Briefing during a 2014 autumn event, including a teaser trailer for the two new RPGs. And the first one is listed as Project Code Daten, which translates to Fallen Angel. And that's all I know. I mean, there's a
Fallen Angel. That's a good damn title.
There's a trailer, but I haven't watched it yet. But it sounds interesting. I just hope it isn't as obtuse and unwelcoming as Natural Doctrine is, because that's a fun game, but it's going to turn a lot of people off with its game mechanics.
How so?
The way the combat works, it's pretty much set up in such a way that you have to put certain characters in certain positions, otherwise the enemy will rush you and they'll get lots of turns and they'll usually kill your character.
Oh, that'd be
and if a single character dies, it doesn't even do permadeath, it just game's over.
When you lose just one character?
It's made for people who absolutely hate permadeath. So, instead of permadeath, you get to start the entire battle all over again. Screw you.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That kind of sucks, but I could have used that back in the Ogre.
There are checkpoints, but there's not a whole lot of them.
Oh, I hate that.
Anyways,
I hate my checkpoints.
Anyways, the next game is... Oh, yeah, Project Code Daten will also be a Cthulhu Mythology X Dark Dungeon RPG. So, yay for Cthulhu. And the other one is Project Code Tsukuyomi. Tsukuyomi, I think. That's how you pronounce it. And it's the name of a moon god in Shinto and Japanese mythology. And it looks more like an action RPG. I think they might be going for Asura's Wrath, but less QTE.
That was a crazy but fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Asura's Wrath.
I need to play it sometime.
I played like a couple levels of it, and it was like it was fun, but it made absolutely no sense. Like, what the? Okay.
So it was an anime.
Right.
It was your typical action anime.
Yes, pretty much. I'd say it seemed more crazier than Bayonetta, even as far as the story goes.
Anyway,
I hope they call the first game just called Fallen Angel, because that'd be a badass name.
Anyways, next article is for you.
Oh, yay me. Woo! Coming to us from Silicon Era, Dark Souls 2 coming to Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Dark Souls 2 is coming to Xbox One and PlayStation 4, and that's all you really need to know. I mean, it's a compilation titled Dark Souls and Scholar of the First Sin. I can tell you about the Scholar of the First Sin. We'll have usual bells and whistles and aforementioned platforms, the three DLC chapters that are currently available for Dark Souls 2, and expanded story featuring additional in-game events, a new NPC, and gameplay improvements. If you already own Dark Souls 2, the new features will be patched in. In addition, the above PC, Xbox One, and PS4 versions will also see a graphical upgrade and increase in maximum online players in a single section to 6 in total. It'll be out April 7th in America. And I
so PC version's getting an upgrade, and there's two new versions.
Yeah. So there was actually a little bit more in the article than, because when he says that this, it's coming to the Xbox One and PS4, made it sound like that's going to be the entire article. That was the entire first paragraph, really. Which is just,
well, here's something that's also an upgrade, and it says Midna unveils her true form into Hyrule Warriors, and this was updated yesterday, I think. Anyways, Midna from the Legend of Zelda: The Twilight Princess is a playable character in Hyrule Warriors, and the new download content pack lets you fight as Midna in her true form, Twilight Midna, and she also uses the Mirror of Twilight as her main weapon. But you can also get the Dominion Rod weapon for Zelda, and a new map for Adventure Mode, and two new costumes, including Postman outfit for Link, and that's the Postman from Majora's Mask, by the way, and other games, but mainly that game, and maybe Ocarina of Time. Yeah, he was in Ocarina of Time. So I remember they used all the assets from that game.
So what did you say about Kevin Costner being in this?
What?
You said the Postman.
Yeah, he's not that Postman.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, well.
And, if you want the pack, it's going to cost you $8. I haven't actually had the chance to play Hyrule Warriors yet.
I want to play it. It looks fun to me.
Still in my, it's still in my bag, and it's still unwrapped. But, it is a Dynasty Warriors clone, from what I hear.
That's fine with me, as long as it's the well-done Dynasty Warriors clone. Like, I like the 99 Knights, the original. I never got
to
see the sequel.
It wouldn't be accurate to call it a clone, because it's made by the company that makes all those games. All
right.
But, anyways, this next article is, I don't know if it's interesting or not, depending on how much you like shonen anime. But, why don't you read it?
Okay, from Silicon Era, Naruto Online RPG reemerges with a new trailer, which you can't see because this is, you know, audio. Bandai Namco and Tencent are working on Naruto Online, an online RPG that was announced in 2013.
Did you just say Bandai Namco?
Did I?
Yes.
Oh my god, Bandai, oh my shit.
Just call Banco if you need
Banco.
To.
Bandai Namco. yeah, they'll be releasing a trailer sometime earlier in the month or something. I don't know. I'm completely befuddled now.
There's a company called Tencent, though. That's amusing.
Yeah. Naruto Online is the second known major collaboration between Tencent and a major Japanese online publisher. The first is Monster Hunter Online, an online game for the Chinese market that has been commissioned by Capcom. It's in development for PC, not much else is known.
Probably won't come to the U.S. since it's made for China.
Yeah.
And it probably is not that fun anyways, because it's Naruto. No, I'm just kidding. Naruto games can be fun, it's just that the series itself, the anime series, is kind of bad, and so is the manga.
I like the anime. It would be better if it wasn't so
bad.
I'm
not going to make fun of people who like it, but but there are reasons why people don't like it, and they're pretty valid.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, I think it's probably the most drug out of all shows, too.
That's what you do when you have a show intended for young boys. You stretch it out, and you try to milk it for as much as it's worth. And you do a whole bunch of merchandising.
Ah, it's made for young boys. That's why I like it. Got it. Understood now.
Or because you have nothing else to do on a Saturday night. Because you're a sad, sad man.
Aw.
Right?
Yes. I know. I just finished Space Dandy, so that's now off the list. There's not much else.
Well, you got Inuyasha.
and there's One Piece.
I have to finish Naruto and Inuyasha, because I have a principle that if I like an anime enough, I'll eventually finish it, even if it takes forever.
Right.
But if I don't like it, like, I'll usually know within the first three episodes, and I'll just quit watching. Hmm. I mean, I always, like, I'm one of those people who won't leave in the middle of a movie if it's bad. I'll just finish it. So I kind of apply that same principle to shows for the most part.
It depends on the
I've
situation.
I've yet, then again I have yet to meet a movie that's actually one make me want to do that.
There have been movies where I've wanted to walk out, and there have been movies I've walked out.
Just like if you stay long enough, there might be at least one thing, good thing from it that you can take away from.
No,
That's
I tell you what, when I saw Sean Connery in a teddy bear outfit, I was done. I didn't need to see any more. I didn't want to know anything else about the movie.
Was
Had to
it a
leave.
comedy?
No, the Avengers.
He was in a teddy bear outfit.
Yes, the British Avengers, which was the guy with the umbrella and yeah, and that
Yeah, I know
lady.
the old Avengers TV show, but
Yeah, but and Sean Connery was
I
the
don't even want to
villain,
know
and
what the situation was, but it was probably involving a birthday party, then he was trying to do an assassination
I
and
don't
that.
even think it was. I thought he was like in some base or something at the time. Like I don't really remember. I just thought remember him in a teddy bear outfit, and I'm like, okay, this movie was going bad. I'm done.
Well, here's something I'm not done with. This is from Kickstarter.com. Yay for more Frank's pain. Anyways, it's called Flamberge, and it's a tactics
You know,
RPG.
every time somebody says Kickstarter, Frank earns the nickel.
Anyways, says it's a tactics RPG with simultaneous turns. Both teams plan out their attack, and they execute simultaneously. I don't know when that concept kind of makes me leery because I remember a game called a game that tried to do that called Vandal Hearts 2, and it didn't work so well. Sometimes you'd end up attacking, and the enemy would move out of your way.
You can't hit me. I move two spaces to the left.
Well, usually they're stupid enough to let you, actually attack them, but sometimes they'll move out of the way. But it sounds more like once you select your actions and then the turn will commence and you actually will attack each other, or at least try to. It might be more like a Shining Force thing where like they'll swipe at you, but you might get a miss or something. Which wouldn't be fine. But if it were like Vandal Hearts, then you can fuck off. But that's all I have to say about that. I didn't actually watch the trailer. I probably should have, but I was at places this weekend. Thanksgiving and all that.
Indeed.
But here's something I might actually be interested in. But it's your article to assign.
Okay, so Gamatsu. Infinity Blade Saga announced for Xbox One. After a tease earlier this week, all those little teases. Tencent, back to them again. Tencent Games has announced Infinity Blade Saga for Xbox One. The game supports the Kinect camera. It is an automatically shit game. I mean, it supports the Kinect
No.
camera, but it is not the only way to control the game, meaning you can play with controller as well. It is almost all the stages from the three iOS games with a more guided storyline, and if government approval goes smoothly, it is planned to launch in China before the Lunar New Year.
By more guided storyline, I mean actually has a storyline, because from what I hear, the game really doesn't have one.
Tencent said it has a long-term development plan for any Infinity Blade Saga, and it's possible that it will be a free-to-play. As for a PlayStation 4 version, it's possible, but right now Xbox One is first priority. PlayStation 4 version depends on Sony's upcoming release plan in China.
They better not make it a free-to-play game. I'm pretty sure that the originals were complete games. And I don't want to have to pay to unlock the rest of it.
Well, when I hear something like that, it sounds like maybe, and this is just wishful thinking, maybe like Plants vs. Zombies, where they just keep improving the game, and over time they add new levels and new stages, new weapons, stuff like that. And they add more stuff that you. To play the game. I hit the mute button by accident while I was talking. Sorry.
Yeah. I thought you hung up.
Goodbye!
Anyways, this is a collection of the first three Infinity Blade games, though, so
Which I've played none, so.
I don't know if it'd be like Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I said that'd be like my best case scenario.
Unless they're doing it like that way so they can get it out quicker and just do all the content for Infinity Blade 1 and then so on. But,
Yeah, hopefully they're not screwing people over. I'm just saying, hopefully.
yeah, I don't think a Kinect compatibility would work very well, because I'm assuming they're using it to try to emulate the iOS touch-like features.
Yeah, like the slashing and stuff like that. I've seen the game, I've just never played it.
I mean, it could work if they do it right, but I doubt it that they will. And it's weird that it's a Chinese team that's making this game. But I wonder if they're intending for a Western release. Because this was a game that was made by a Western company, but, right?
I guess. And if they're going Xbox One first, I mean, I would assume, because usually the first party Xbox games are Western companies, you know.
But this was originally iOS, but it was still a Western company that made the game. I'm trying to remember the name of the company that actually made the game. Oh well, drawing blanks. Maybe somebody can tell me through comments, feedback for the next show. I'll read it off. But you can always email, and well, since Frank's not on the show anymore, and you can't, and I wouldn't want him to get the emails, send your emails to Breakman.
Or tweets.
Yeah.
Or you can send your hate mail to Frank.
Yeah, send all your hate mail to Frank, and then he can give it to us, and then we can read them.
Right. Hey, what a shock. All the hate mail's above Frank. All right.
Well, here's the last article for the news. Not a very good segue, but oh well.
Right. We're kind of hungover from the holiday, so.
Turkey bloat.
Yeah, there's a food coma in America for anybody who's not listening from America. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sound like it. I blame the
I'm
turkey.
just tired.
I blame the turkey on my total stupidity right now.
I'm tired because little nephews drain the energy out of you. Anyways, Square Enix stealthily released a PvP strategy RPG on Android. Square Enix, along with Final Fantasy Tactics character designer Ryoma Ito and Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, the Crystal Barracles, Crystal
The
Bears music
Crystal
maker.
Barracles?
Barracles,
I'm
yeah.
wearing off on you, man. I'm sorry.
Music m maker. Why didn't they just put composer? Ryo Yamazaki created a new strategy RPG. Heaven Strike Rivals has over 230 units to train, and most interestingly, a player versus player mode. Since while it's made for smartphones, this is not another Japanese-only release. Heaven Strike Rivals has already been localized in English and is available now on Google Play. And apparently, Square Enix never alerted anybody to this.
I was just on there a couple days ago looking at like new stuff from Squinix, and I did not see this game, but this article is titled for actually yesterday, which was Thanksgiving. Somebody needs a fan.
Yeah, that's.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, sorry, it went.
Why do you keep hitting mute?
I hit it once and then like went
Ah.
quiet, and I thought we went dead.
Oh
But I
well.
was gonna say,
But,
like, I didn't see this on here. I saw they have a
let's
Contra
release
free.
a game on a day with no advertisements beforehand that nobody's paying attention to anyway.
Right. Oh, this article was 12:45 a.m. is when it was released. So sounds like they did this late on Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's weird.
It doesn't say it's a free-to-play game, so it's not like you can get. So it's not like they capitalized on any Black Friday, first-day sales.
No, they've only right now, or as of a couple hours ago, they only have one like Black Friday sale.
What?
Well, we can do that after.
All
Well,
right,
I
yeah,
guess
but
this.
the news is over,
Yes,
so
I
let's
never
we
mind. You're
discuss.
right. This is the last article. They had Dragon Quest IV for $10 on sale.
That's like the only thing.
That's the only one I saw. Like,
Oh man.
I don't know why. I don't know. And I heard we talked about last week Dragon Quest V was supposed to be out, and that's still not out. the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe we'll hear about it next month. But with that, what have you been playing?
Same things I've been playing. I beat Final Fantasy IV. I started the second playthrough. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna get through
and
it.
We learn the name of Golbez. It's a very mundane name.
I don't remember.
Theodore.
Oh, they revealed that earlier in the game.
That's why Theodore in Final Fantasy IV The After Years is called Theodore, because he wanted to name him based on his own name and his brother's name, so he combined the two.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of hoping that would go on sale now that I'm finishing it, but no, it's $15.99 for The After Years. I'm like, no, I'll just...
Maybe it'll be a winter sale.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you just, with Cyber Monday, maybe they'll do big sales then, you would think. Although right now there are a lot of... actually, I don't think Kemco has anything on sale, but I forgot to check. Because I didn't see any news releases. There are definitely other RPGs on sale for iPhone and Android, but I haven't tried them, so I can't say the quality. These are different companies that made them. Not like usual RPGs, so yeah, I don't know.
Weird, but that's it.
So I beat that. Plants vs. Zombies 2, I've been replaying again, just because it's an addiction, I think.
You're addicted.
Yeah, it's all right. At least I'm not addicted to crack. and then I've been playing a lot of Borderlands 2. Which I also beat all the DLC. The only thing left, really, is side missions and stuff. And I'll probably play a little more with friends, but I think I'm about to move on to something else. I don't know. I've beat so many games. I'm so tired. I just need a nap.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, your turn.
Anyways... All of I've been pretty much doing is been playing Pokemon Omega Ruby. And I got that done today, this morning. And the review for that will be up on Game Tactics soon. As soon as I write the review and submit it, that is. Probably do that in the morning tomorrow. But other than that, like I said, I did try a little bit out of... Cherry Tree. No, actually, I haven't played it since that one time. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Pokemon's all I've really been playing. But, with that, we don't have any Stinkos or Sweetos, do we? I don't. You?
Well, yeah, I wanted to skip that. I mean, Sweeto, it's a holiday.
No, the Sweeto part is all the food, and the Stinko part is all the bloat.
Black Friday shit that most of us have to take, you know, that next day, like...
Not to mention all the calories.
Yeah, that next day, like, oh my god, I don't remember eating this much! Please make it stop!
But other than that, we've got... Well, I've got reviews for Big Hero 6 and Interstellar. Because I don't have a Walls for this week. Oh, but unless you consider the laughter of my nephew on my walls. There you go.
Yeah, my nephew's gotten older. He's at a point where, like, he's 13 now, so, you know.
He's a hipster.
No, right? it's you know, you're hanging out with him is sitting around playing Call of Duty.
Mine's 2 years old.
Right. Yeah, you still got, like, the playing toys with him and now that he's 2, he's probably at that age where he's starting to say words and trying to use sentences, but nothing he's saying makes any sense whatsoever.
That's awful. Oh, you know what else was funny? The Atari released a remake of Haunted House on Steam, and it's hilariously out of season.
Right. They missed it by a month. Shame on them.
Anyways, Big Hero 6 review. This is a collaboration, obviously, because Disney owns Marvel, so they asked Marvel if they would want to make a superhero movie with them. And Big Hero 6 was that movie. And it's about a kid named excuse me,
That is a
Hero.
weird name.
No, his name's Hero.
Oh, well, I excuse me, would have been inappropriate, I think.
Anyways, the movie starts with him entering an illegal robot fight, and his robot immediately doesn't look very impressive, but he reveals his hidden features after he does a rematch and wins a whole bunch of money, and he gets in trouble, and his brother Tadashi has to bail him out of trouble with the law and with the guy who wants to beat him up because now he's humiliated and he's a big thug. But he's telling him that he doesn't want him to like do this stuff anymore and to actually make something of his intelligence because his robot was actually pretty decent. And he wants him to use his brain to help humanity instead. So he shows him the college that he goes to and all the stuff they're doing at the school. And he's like, I want to join. So he does. But then there was a fire and Tadashi ends up dying because he wants to go in there to rescue people, but the place blows up. But so he's really sad and he ends up finding out that someone's stolen the project that he was using as a presentation to see whether or not he could get into the school. And he tries to do things to try. He tries to play like detective, I guess. And he has a little revenge story going on because he learns that the person who more or less got his brother killed was behind the fire, I think. Actually, no, that's not true. They don't explain why the fire ever happened. He just ends up being bad, and I'm trying to be spoiler free as possible. But and anyways, it turns out his brother was making a robot that was supposed to be a medical droid, but he tries to repurpose him to use him as a superhero by inserting like learning software into his like CPU, so he can actually use martial arts, and then he also uses his brain to give him some technology to help him out because he's not really meant for that. So he has to do a whole bunch of things to, make something out of this balloon robot thing who'd probably be popped really easily if he weren't wearing armor.
Balloon man.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a pretty good movie, and he eventually gets together with his brother's college friends and makes them all superheroes by giving them different things and having them do like things based on what they're specializing in. Like one guy has like laser blades because he's working with laser technology.
So I'd get like fast beer drinking technology.
Anyways, like I said, I'm trying to keep the spoiler free, but anyways, for whatever reason, the movie takes place in a place called San Fran's Tokyo, because apparently, like, for whatever reason, the Japanese culture of San Francisco grew so much that they eventually renamed the city. And so yeah, they basically just combined Tokyo and San Francisco together. And a lot of, in the Golden Gate Bridge now has arches that you'd see in like old Japanese landscapes.
As long as it's not the McDonald's Golden Arches.
No, they're not the Golden Arches, but they're still red. Anyways, there's also a bunch of like flying kite airships that look like carp. If you've ever seen a lot of Japanese anime, or like know about Japanese culture, that they used to there's lots of kite flying that they did, and some of them would actually end up looking like the shape of a carp. So it's kind of like that, it's a spin on that. But or you can argue that the canon for this movie is taking the it's taking its cues from Phoenix's Wright's American localization backstory, where for whatever reason there wasn't a ban on Japanese culture or whatever. Because, you know, during World War II, they probably said no to that because you're aiding the enemy somehow.
Yeah, if you wouldn't, it would suck to be Asian and American during World War II.
Mm-hmm. And especially in California.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess in Phoenix Wright, the culture was allowed to persist, which is why they can get around the fact that most of the scenery in that game is Japanese in nature. Because for whatever reason, the culture grew a lot because they were accepted.
I just like to think that the continent shifted and Japan and
merged with
California.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just one big state now. It's pretty cool.
Anyways, that's that movie. So I'm going to give. There's also, of course, a Stan Lee cameo at the end.
Of course.
And it happens during a post credit scene, so they did the whole post credit scene thing. I knew I was going to have to stay for something like that, and I wasn't disappointed.
Have they done what's become now the Marvel standard, where there are two credit or two post ending sequences? They'll go through part of the end credits.
No, they only do one.
Okay. Movies, they'll go through like part of the end credits, and then they'll go to like a one scene, and then they'll go through the whole credits, and then there's another scene, and you're like, good lord. Is they going to put a secret ending on, like, the DVDs now?
Anyways, it's called Big Hero 6 because one of them is big, and there's a hero and his five friends. The one bad thing about the movie is that a lot of the Japanese terms were being mispronounced, but that's kind of to be expected when you have American production. Having English speakers who don't know Japanese phonics all that well. They probably don't have time or the energy to want to spend to try to get people to say it right. So they're like, whatever, right? Anyways, I'm giving this movie...
You don't have to give it a rating. Frank ain't here. You could just say, like, you know, whatever you want.
I'll put it down on the document, and I won't say it here. How's that?
You can say whatever you want. I ain't grading you.
I'll say it's a Marvel. Well, let's rate it in Marvels.
Hmm.
I'll give it 7 Marvels. 7.5 Marvels.
Is that out of 7?
No, we'll just leave it ambiguous.
Oh, okay, cool. I like that.
He'll never know whether or not that's the highest ranking or not.
It could be 7.5 out of 7 or 7.5 out of 7,000. He'll never know.
Anyways, there's Interstellar. And this is Christopher Nolan's latest movie. And guess what? It's long because Christopher Nolan makes long movies. But it's also
he makes good ones. So.
It's also a very good movie. A lot of good sci-fi. The way science was used in the movie was, for the most part, done really well. But there are lots of parts that they had to take liberties, of course, to make the story work. I don't think there was any way to reconcile that in most parts that they did that. But the one part that gets me at the end, though, is that I'm getting ahead of myself here, but basically the plot starts with the Earth's basically dying and slowly becoming Mars, and the atmosphere is being replaced with nitrogen. And would that be like Mars, or would that be more like Jupiter or something?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been in
science. Either way, oxygen's getting smothered out of the planet and being replaced. And the planet's slowly becoming uninhabitable, and basically, I don't know how far in the future it is, but it's probably somewhere in the range of, like, 50 to 70 years later from now. But there's this guy who's a farmer and lives on a farm, and during a chase for Yeah, basically during a chase for finding a UAV, because they were going to use this CPU and the UAV to put in their tractors so that their tractors can be automated and so they don't actually have to operate them. Because apparently tractor technology has improved. But basically just take the brain out of that thing and repurpose it. But during that one of those incidents of his, he ends up getting lost and finds himself at a military base. It's actually the headquarters for what's left of NASA, which is made up of like six heads, and then there's everybody else who's working in NASA, like all the researchers. But basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out a way to get humans off the planet and find a new world. So their idea is to send someone to space, put them in the cryogenic sleep for 2 years so they can get to Jupiter, because there's apparently a wormhole around Jupiter that they can use to go to another galaxy, which is where all these other potential planets that might have life on are. And this one specifically is a sector that has three planets that are all very close together, so that's why they're going there for this mission. But they have to pick one of them. And the first planet they find fails because it's a planet that's full of water and could support life if it weren't just full of water and the gravity weren't crazy and creating gigantic tidal waves. You might have seen that in the previews.
I don't remember. I don't remember at all.
So
I just
anyways,
remember McConaughey and yeah, that's all I remember.
they have to give up, but like there is time dilation though there, so like the longer they're on that planet, like for every hour that passes, 7 years passes back on Earth. And that's what time dilation is. The farther away away or from something, the different time passes for different people. So he ends up leaving the Earth with the intention of probably never coming back because that's how important their mission is. But if they can't find a suitable planet, or they can find a suitable planet, but they can't figure out how to get people off the Earth, their backup plan is just to reseed another planet full of human embryos that will eventually develop to human beings once they seed them all.
So he gets to be God. All
Kinda.
right, nice. Like we're
Anyways,
doing.
their first plan fails, so they only have enough fuel to go to another planet, but then now they realize that they can't screw up and can't go back. So they need to find another planet and hopefully seed it. So they do that, but without spoiling more of the plot, the situation deteriorates, but there is a good ending, so of course there's a good ending. But it is very nice. I'll give this one an 8 marbles.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. I like those
And
reviews.
Neil deGrasse Tyson gave it as a stamp of approval for scientific accuracy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they're using these things in that manner, not necessarily, well, within a fictional setting at least.
So did Nolan work with NASA in making this movie?
No, he worked with a couple physicists. Probably astrophysicists and quantum physicists. Anyways, apparently, like, I was listening to SGU earlier, and, like, one of the physicists is writing a paper that he's going to give two versions of to help both the community and then to help the CG people who made the coronosphere of the black hole, because black holes are apparently spherical, and he's basically writing up the algorithm that they need to represent them well. So that's cool. So movies will actually start getting stuff like that more accurately.
That is cool.
And it would help out CG graphics departments anyway. So that might mean better looking games. But, yeah, there's that for a movie. But, outside of that, we have a free-for-all. Do you want to talk cartoons?
Sure, I feel like we missed something, though. I thought we were going to... Black Friday, we didn't talk about
Black Friday. Oh, yeah, Black Friday deals. Black Friday deals. Did you find any Black Friday deals that you took advantage of?
You know, I went shopping today, but mostly I just did grocery shopping. I didn't really... I saw, like, some $4 movies at Target and stuff like that, but I, you know, I'm just like, oh, nothing that I really want that badly. And it's too bad with some of the system package deals I've seen. GameStop had, like, Call of Duty bundle, 250 gig hard drive for $200. Would have been nice, but it's holiday season. I'm going to spend my money on other people.
Yes, you gotta put that money into booze, right?
Right. I gotta take care of myself.
Blowing bitches, right?
No, just booze and bitches.
Can't afford blow, it's too expensive.
No, I just like to keep it with, you know, drinks and stuff. Putting it up my nose or something.
Something that's actually legal.
Right. Right. Something I don't have to go to Frank's house to get.
Yeah, I did read about the Green Friday deals. They're basically just selling weed at low prices. Frank was telling me like $115 an ounce, or for several ounces or something like that. That would last him several months, when they're normally twice that.
Wow. That sounds like a good deal.
A lot of weed.
There's a lot of, like, car deals around here.
There's a couple deals I did. I got Joylancer on Steam for $5, even though it's an early access game. I kind of was leery about getting an early access game, but it's probably good enough to be put on the store, but it's still in development cycle, so they're going to consistently improve it as time goes on. But, so it's an actual early access game. It's not one of those shady developers that puts up an unfinished game on their store. Ubisoft and their fucking Call of Duty Unity game, or no, not Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed Unity. But watch, next year they'll have a Call of Duty Unity game.
Oh my god,
or something that's similar to that.
You know, I did play Call of Duty Advanced Warfare this yeah. week. I had fun with it, but I don't know how, like, a lot of the Call of Duty, like, Modern Warfare people would feel about it, because there are, like, double jumps in it now.
Yay!
It's
basically Shadowfall, isn't it?
You can double jump and then sprint in midair. There's, like, a grappling hook, like you're fucking Batman and shit. Like,
sounds like they were trying to do Titanfall without actually being Titanfall. Because it's still Call of Duty.
Well, supposedly this is the kind of warfare, will be using, like, in 25 years or something. That, so they say. You know, that's bullshit. But, yeah. So, but the people who want the realistic shooter, they want nowadays-type shooter, I don't know how they'll feel about it. I think they'll probably be turned off by it. Me, personally, I like sci-fi shooters, and I like Call of Duty,
Weren't Blops and Blops 2 basically kind of like Advanced Warfare, because the game had mechs and stuff?
Which ones?
Blops.
Oh.
Blops.
I don't remember mechs in Black Ops.
Because
Black Ops took place in, I think, the, like, 60s and 70s.
Black Ops 2, I mean.
You know, I don't think I played Black Ops 2.
But, some other games I picked up were... I actually bought Final Fantasy 13 for Steam. For like $6.12 or something, because it was being sold on deal at Newegg. But I also got, I bought a. I didn't know I had credit at the time on Amazon, so I used it. So I only ended up spending $5.11 for Infamous Second Son on the PS4. It was actually going on one of their lightning deals for Black Friday, pre-Black Friday. I actually ordered it on Thursday, but it was going for $20. So I like used 15 or so to make that even lower. But cuz I had credit from like their Amazon's mess up fuck up. So they gave me $5 as a apology. And then I had credit from stuff I traded in before. So the $5 basically took care of the shipping cost. And the rest just made the game cheap.
Oh, cool. Can't beat that.
And I got Final Fantasy. No, it's called Theaterism Final Fantasy Curtain Call for $20. So I had to pay, like, with shipping and tax, that was about 25. So yeah, I initially got it from Toys R Us, but Toys R Us's shipping costs are ridiculous. They want you to pay $7 for shipping or $6 for shipping or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they can kiss your ass. That is ridiculous.
And you have to pay tax on top of that.
Yeah, they can kiss ass.
Yeah, if I'm gonna buy from you, Toys R Us, I'm going in your store. Fuck you.
I've thought about going into Toys R Us, and I'm like, wait a minute, what am I, retarded? I mean, for lack of a better term, what am I, stupid? Sorry, I'm trying not to use retarded.
I wouldn't want to go to a store that sells Actually, I'd go to Toys R Us occasionally, but
No,
I haven't done it.
it's not that. Like, I do go to Toys R Us occasionally to see what kind of deals they have on, like, video games. But I was thinking about going today. Today's Black Friday. Like, that's one of the last
Nope.
places you want to be.
You'll get wrecked.
Yes. I went to places that weren't really for kids, and there were enough screaming kids about. I'm just like, ah.
I wonder how many people are fighting over the Breaking Bad toys. Oh wait, they don't sell them there anymore, right? Because people complained.
I thought that was just at that one, like, in, like,
The one
one,
retailer?
yeah, I didn't think it was all, like, all over the country. I thought it was just one area.
Oh well.
I don't really remember. Maybe it was all over the country. It's been a while since I've been in there. I don't remember.
Well, yeah. And what else? I think that's all I bought.
Yeah, I'm going to go on Xbox Live later and see if there's a. Because I looked at some of the deals, but I was thinking maybe Street Fighter Ultra, but I don't know. Or also Street Fighter 4 Super Turbo Special Edition.
Super Rainbow Edition. That is the actual edition for Street Fighter 2.
Rainbow Edition?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
It's the one with all kinds of hacks. It's like, I think it's actually an unofficial edition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it exists. It's a thing. But, so with all the Black Friday deals we talked up, do you want to talk about cartoons and then call it a day?
Yeah, that sounds good.
But what cartoons are you wanting to talk about?
Well, I've just it's been a while since we've talked about our cartoons.
Turtles season 3 so far.
Yeah, so far, like, they took that what, like,
Basically, it's a big gigantic Halloween fest right now.
remember the first Turtle movie? Remember the sequence when April's apartment burned down and they went to her farmhouse for like 10 minutes of the movie?
Only they didn't burn down any apartments. They just wrecked the entire city of New York City.
Right, and in the movies they're there for 10 minutes, and season three, it's the farmhouse. It's like Walking Dead season two of the farmhouse.
Well, I heard that the reason why they've been stuck at that situation for so long is because they're actually supposed to be doing Halloween episodes all month of October, but they wanted to delay the episodes to coincide with the release of the film, which is why everything was held back and why you're seeing a bunch of Halloween-themed episodes now. I'm pretty sure they're done, and tonight's episode's probably going or tomorrow's episode's, I don't know when the show's on, but probably going to be returning to normalcy and then finally getting back to New York and retaking it.
Okay, good.
Because I can't imagine them ending the season there. They'll save the day, then they'll have a new problem to take care of.
Yeah, like they still gotta go get Master Splinter and stuff. Like, they've just kind of forgotten about him, you know? It's like,
Yeah, the
who?
one non-Halloween episode that was going on during this entire season so far was the Punk Frogs situation, which I'm gonna complain that the fact they felt the need to make Napoleon talk exactly like. Actually, I'm not even sure if it's the same voice actor or not, but
I don't,
he
you know what? I don't
basically
remember. I
acts
didn't
like
look.
Napoleon from Napoleon Dynamite. It's Jason Hader. Why? Why?
Yes.
That movie is so bad.
That movie was funny. Like, it was,
It was funny, but it's bad. I
yeah,
mean, you laugh at it because it's terrible.
it's not something I'd want to sit through again, but, so yeah, he was Napoleon, exactly.
Guys, give
Yeah.
me my tater tots.
And
They're
then,
so
I
stupid.
wonder if Mondo Gecko is gonna show up at some
Oh,
point.
yeah, the last week episode was basically a parody of Christine. Right? And the first one was Friday the 13th. I think the second one was just Harry and the Hendersons for whatever reason. And then after that, they made a Thing parody episode.
All right.
And then there was the Punk Frogs episode, and then it was that one. And who knows what they're gonna
So
do.
they're finally gonna get out of the woods, though. Like, it's been like.
Hopefully. No, the episode will probably be about them addressing that issue, but they won't actually do it until the next episode.
So how do you feel about Seth Green doing Leonardo's voice?
I think it's a terrible excuse for what happened to Leonardo, because at no point did I remember Splint Shredder assaulting Leo's throat, which is the explanation they give as to why he sounds coarse now,
Yeah.
instead of just being a different voice actor. Because usually in cartoons, when a person's recast, they act like nothing happened. But they actually wanted to address it this time because they didn't want kids asking questions, I guess.
Whereas to ask questions as a kid, you had to write, and nobody cares when a kid writes. Why is my favorite? How come Donatello? Or wait a minute, who changed?
How
Like,
come Leonardo sounds different?
Shredder doesn't sound like Shredder in this one episode? Oh, 12-year-old sent this? Trash. What's he gonna do? You know? Whereas nowadays there's the internet and they can just throw a fit.
They can sign petitions.
Yep.
And people, if they're spineless enough, will give in to them.
Right.
Mass Effect 3.
I mean, if I could have complained, God, as soon when the original Turtle show was done as soon as they changed got rid of Michelangelo's nunchucks.
They got rid of the nunchucks?
Don't you remember the original show?
Yeah, but I don't remember. I don't think I watched it long enough to see that
Oh,
happen.
they sometime in.
When I did tune back into the show, it was some weird shit where they were turning into more advanced primal mutant versions of themselves, and there was some dude named Carlos.
I don't
But
remember
and
that.
that's when the show just got weird.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it. I don't remember everything, but I mean, the last season of the original Turtles, Shredder wasn't even a villain. Like, oh my God, like, come on. But yeah, they replaced his nunchucks with that grappling hook, which is kind of why his nunchucks turn into a grappling hook now. I think it's like an homage
It's
to
not
that.
a grappling hook, it's a kusarigama.
I'm
Kusarigama.
sorry, pardon me.
And a kusarigama is basically a chain sickle. You use the sickle to cut things, and you use the chain to beat things
Okay,
from
sorry.
a distance. But I guess you could use it like a grappling hook. And I think he has in the show.
Yeah,
But,
they do use grappling hooks. But yeah, that'd be good that they're getting out of it. Yeah, and they got rid of their sewer location. They changed sewers.
They're probably gonna find a subway, haha.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Just like the movies and shit. Yeah. So what do you think about the it says good that we went over that. What do you think about the new Star Wars cartoon?
I'm not watched Rebels and I'm not very interested.
Okay.
It just sounds like a toned down version of what Clone Wars was.
It's nothing like the Clone Wars. I like the Clone Wars. I miss it. I think it was the fantastic. I think the storytelling was a lot more adult in that than it is in this.
I mean, it's on Disney XD or Disney or whatever
Yeah,
it
I
is.
know.
And so they can't do too much.
I mean, it was still written for kids, but it was made in a way that the adults could enjoy the Clone Wars too. And the way they treated it as a war, like, both sides are going to have casualties. There are going to be good deaths, there are going to be bad deaths, you know?
I like cartoons that don't talk down the subject of the concept of death to kids.
Right.
It's like, when people die, they're dead.
Yeah. And this is called The Clone Wars. This is about war. You watch Transformers Beast Wars, and how many people died in that, you know?
Rebel's like, I have an energy slingshot. Yay!
Yeah. They.
I didn't even watch the show. I was just going to Subway one day. I was like, I noticed the floor. Or, like, that's what the kids' meal was. Like, some stuff related to this show. And one of the characters has a slingshot that's made out of, that shoots energy bullets. And it's like, what? This doesn't even look Star Wars, because the technology is not like that.
That's something weird. You're saying as far as it doesn't look like Star Wars. The characters, they look like the cartoony type, but then like you see like the stormtroopers and like the AT walkers and stuff. Everything looks really good.
Hmm.
Like that stuff looks really good, but then you see the characters and they're like, wow.
You look more like a Ratchet and Clank character.
Yeah, they look so out of place. So the animation graphics are really weird. I don't know what to say about them. Because there are spots where it's like, wow, that looks really good. I could be certain that I'm watching, like, the live-action movie. And then you get back to, like, the characters, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is a cartoon.
Have you ever watched Steen of the Universe?
No, I don't think so.
Mm, or a Bean Puppy Cat or The Bravest Warriors on Cartoon Hangover on YouTube?
Oh, no, that's why I haven't seen them, no.
Mm. You should probably check those out.
Okay. I like how they're doing the story as, like, one continuous arc.
Steven Universe, by the way, is on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. The other ones I hadn't heard of. Basically, you meet the young kid, Ezra, before he's a street urchin. He doesn't have parents, doesn't know.
So he's Aladdin?
Right. He's stealing to live and stealing to... And helping others along the way and type stuff, but he's basically still in the list.
Does this character eventually die, or does he just somehow not help out during the rebellion at all during the films?
That's another question. Like, Clone Wars, that was completely answered. Basically, the Clone Wars, the answer to that was, if you were in the first three movies, but not the second three movies, 4 through 6, you're expendable.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in any of those movies,
or we'll send you to a planet or on a system that's so far away that it doesn't even matter if you're dead or alive.
Yeah, we can basically do whatever we want. Where these characters are all brand new, and this is some story supposedly the start of a rebellion where they meet this kid who has the Force in him and doesn't know, and he's starting to learn to be a Jedi. I do like that the Jedi Master, the guy that's training him, isn't really, like, he isn't a Jedi Master, he's a Jedi Knight, and he's not very, like, he's not powerful.
Mm.
So he's trying to teach
him. Which is why he probably wasn't killed, you mean?
No, I don't know why he didn't die.
How did he escape Order 66?
I don't know, he was gone or something, who knows. he was out in the Outer Rim or some shit.
Mm.
Goddamn, I don't know.
And apparently, like, him coming back didn't, you know, get the attention of the Emperor at all. Okay.
Well, I mean, he's, like I said, he's not very powerful, so the Emperor probably doesn't care. In fact,
I guess if you're of a sufficient power level, you'll just won't even register.
Probably. There's basically the apprentice to the Darth Vader is out hunting for any wayward Jedi.
Mm.
So the Emperor is really not even in this at all. I know they did like a special edition episode they released on like ABC or something. I didn't see it. It had Darth Vader in it, but that was about it. So far it seems like it's really, like, really geared towards kids because I don't ever feel like the good guys are any real danger, you know? Whereas you're watching the Clone Wars, and there's the big question, like, Ahsoka, what happens to her? Because they aren't afraid to kill people off, and she's not in the next movies. What's going to happen to her? Like, there's always that big question. And this one's like, none of these people are in the movies. I guess they all die at the end or something. Who cares? Don't really care. Like, there's a Mandalorian on the ship. Why the hell is there a Mandalorian on the ship?
I thought all the Mandalorians were dead, and the only ones that were left were clones. And they're all dying because there were soldiers fighting, and soldiers die.
No. Mandalorian's a planet.
Oh, yeah, it is a planet.
But it's a planet that remained neutral during the Clone Wars, and basically it's where Boba Fett and Jango Fett came from. So that's why you think, like, that's all the clones. I don't know. Maybe in recent history there were. I don't. Maybe they were wiped out. I don't remember that. It's been a long time since I, like, read the books and shit.
All I know is in the Old Republic storyline, they were brought to extinction, or close to near extinction. Which is why there's only, like, a handful of them on some planet somewhere.
You sure? I don't think we're talking about Mandalorians.
Yeah.
Because, Mandalore, like, I know during the Clone Wars, it's a big, vibrant, flourishing planet, but most of them, they're considered, like warrior-type people. That's why they wear all the jetpacks and the helmets.
Well, maybe since the old Republic was 1,000 years before the events of the films, they had time to repopulate.
That's true. That's true. There's a lot of sex to be had in 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
That does make sense. That's a good point. I did finish Space Dandy too. To just move on without a segue, because I don't know those. Sorry, listen. I finished that, and I liked it. I thought it was pretty good all the way through. Like, I like how the last couple episodes actually went back and explained how everything makes sense, how all those episodes do make sense. Like, really? Wow, that's crazy. It was a fun show.
I mean, it's lazy, but you're like, okay, that's kind of acceptable.
Right, you know? Right. But it was just meant to be, like, fun. It wasn't meant to be, like, total take-this-serious type science fiction. Let me see. What else?
Have you watched Sonic Boom at all?
No, I forgot about it, actually.
Dumb, don't watch.
I'm glad I forgot about it.
Basically, it's a bunch of one-off episodes where, like, it's kind of one-off in the sense that Space Dandy was, where there's like probably no continuity. It's just if the characters quote unquote die at the end of the show, they'll be back next week.
Okay.
And not that I think characters die since it's a kid's show, but it's that kind of situation.
Okay, that'd be really interesting. Like, if one episode Knuckles died, like, no, not Knuckles. God, I'll avenge you, Knuckles! You'll pay for this, Dr. Egghead, Robotnik, I don't know
the
why they
closest the kids'
name.
Cartoons ever get to doing that is that there supposedly is an on-screen death, but they'll, like, disappear into the darkness or something, and everybody thinks they're dead. But they come back at the end of the episode or something.
I don't know. There have been death in some mainstream cartoons. I know in Ben 10 there was an episode where somebody kind of, like, turned to stone.
Well, that was in Teen Titans as well.
Yeah, like, that's it. Like, they turned to stone and that's it. They're dead.
Well, she turned to stone. That doesn't necessarily mean she's dead, but...
they were saying that they said dead.
Oh.
In Ben 10, I know. But I don't remember what they said in Teen Titans. Who was that? Was it Slade?
Some character named Tara.
Oh, that's right.
Slade did die, though.
Okay. I thought he died, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I think she killed him, but she did it at the cost of her own life.
Is that what it was? Okay, yeah. That's been one of those shows I haven't watched in a while. And I really do not like the new Teen Titans Go.
It's basically buttfuckery.
Oh, God. Let's take this... You know, an interesting team, interesting characters. And
make them all goofballs.
And let's turn this into a kindergarten show where they're fighting about things like cooties. Really? These are supposed to be teen titans and they're fighting about cooties?
Yeah.
Why don't you just make them like the elementary school titans or something?
The teen tykes.
Titan tykes.
I have nothing more to talk about. So, do you want to just do the plugs and get out of here?
Yeah, We promised everybody a short show. I think this is pretty good. We did about
an hour is good enough.
Yeah, I think an hour is good. I think we did a pretty good job. Probably not the best show because, well, I'm on it, but...
I probably won't upload it until tomorrow because I just want to get things done.
Right. Well, let me know when you upload it. I didn't see, like, a message saying... Because I usually saw when Frank would put them on Stitcher, but I didn't...
I did.
I didn't get your message. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Anyways,
my bad.
Plugs.
Plug at RP Grinders, at break underscore man, at stealth underscore underscore underscore, and at Moria Mug, and those two guys should be back. Like I said, there were extenuating circumstances. Frank will be back one day. I know he quit and blah blah, he's retiring, but he'll be back. He can't quit us. And
he's joining the Miami Dolphins, right?
No, I thought he had to go bathe in the blood of the innocent, what's his name was saying? Freak 5 Gas.
Yeah, I mean, because all the rioters.
Right, rioters. And, yeah.
Anyways, my plugs are at EricRPG, that's my Twitter account, and then there's Funny T-Man, that's my YouTube channel. I probably won't have time this weekend to... do recording of anything, so you'll have to wait till next weekend.
Yeah, I got a busy weekend too.
Probably not be busy by then. But there's also my reviews on GameTactics.com. I have got reviews of Fantasy Life, and I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, but I'll re-mention again. But Boot Hill Heroes review is up there. And my review of there was a review I put up on Total EGN not too long. Oh, yeah. Rollers of the Realm is up on there. And Tales of Hearts R's review is up at VogNetwork.com. So TotalEGN.com is where the Rollers of the Realm review is. But those are sites I've written for, and you should look at those reviews and other people's reviews because there's lots of good ones there. And on VogNetwork.com, you can even leave response reviews. But, those are my plugs. And with that, we're out.
Later. Toodles!
Bye-bye.